make her statement. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Distinguished delegate, ladies and gentlemen, it is great pleasure for UNDP to take part in this important spotlight session together with the partners represented here in the panel. It has become a common recognition that displacement is a complex challenge which cannot be addressed by a purely humanitarian perspective. And in recent years, we see some shifts that help us address forced displacement in a more holistic manner. First, the prevention agenda, which is very high on the Secretary General's agenda. And second, the momentum around the humanitarian development peace nexus, especially with the recently issued OECD DAC recommendations. And thirdly, the SDG decade of action starting in 2020 to generate solutions and accelerate action to address systematic gaps in SDG implementation. All this call for more deliberate, concerted, and predictable efforts conducted jointly by humanitarian, development, and peace-building actors. Together with governments and partners, UNDP works in over 40 countries to advance sustainable development solutions for refugees and host communities. Adapted to the country context, this can entail addressing root causes, ensuring inclusion of refugees in sustainable development planning at the national and local and sector-specific levels, supporting them to cope, recover, and sustain development gains, and building pathway for solutions addressing conditions for voluntary return and sustainable reintegration in countries of origin. Let me highlight a few key progresses that we have achieved toward our collective outcomes through partnership. Advocacy and support to foster the inclusion of refugees and IDPs into national planning and service delivery has advanced, as we have heard from Honorable Minister of Uganda just now, and also observed in the Syria, Sudan, and Somalia situations. In Yemen, we collaborate with the World Bank to respond to the humanitarian crisis through empowering local capacities for service delivery and livelihoods. Localized solutions are being developed to address specific needs. For example, in northern Nigeria, UNDP and UNHCR are working together with the government on rule of law, justice and security, and also strengthening of local institutions. UNDP also partnered with JICA to empower and restore means of livelihoods for victims of Boko Haram insurgency. Together with the Department of Peace and Political Affairs, and Peacebuilding, and other partners, UNDP is scaling up capacities for conflict-sensitive assessment, data, and analysis to inform strategic multi-year development planning and programming. In order to accelerate and scale up the progress thus far, UNDP decided to commit to the following integrated solutions in 40 countries with the displacement situation. I hope to announce this tomorrow in the plenary. Firstly, ensure tailored development and prevention and peace-building approaches in 20 countries to address root causes of forced displacement. Secondly, strengthen refugee solutions in 20 countries through support to preparing and responding to refugee inflows, rule of law institutions, access to justice, and safety, security, human rights protection system. And thirdly, to promote decent work and self-reliance of refugees in 20 countries, leveraging on UNDP's digital transformation agenda to build tomorrow's skills today. Working with partners, we hope to contribute to reduce the protracted displacement trend by half by 2030, in line with 2016 Humanitarian Summit commitment in at least 30 countries. Good things happen when people come and work together, as proven by this Global Refugee Forum. In the coming SDGs decade of action, forced displacement must end. I look forward to fruitful exchanges and learning during today's session. Thank you very much.